Sex can blow my ass.
The General Failure Podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 166 of the General Failure Podcast for the week of February 13th, 2019, brought to you by RadioHaver.com. This week, we're laying off 8% of our hosts. Everyone is playing new things, and you ain't never had a friend like the Fresh Prince of Agrabah. I'm Dom, and I got with me CJ.
Hey.
And TJ.
Who's getting fired?
No, only 8%.
Looks like we're chopping off some dicks today, boys.
Wait, is that everyone's dick?
Is it
8% of your body? Because it's at least 13% of mine.
It's like 34% of mine.
It's 2.33333% of each of our dicks.
Yeah.
No, that's not much. I mean, lengthwise, it's a lot, but girth, it's like a fucking cheese wheel.
So let's start off this.
Hold
episode.
On. Is it like 2.3% in relation to the body, or is it like one mass? Like, do we add a... Forget it.
We'll start off this week with some What Are You Playing? TJ, what are you playing?
So I got a chance to get into the Division 2 beta, which apparently you were supposed to buy the game to be able to get into it. I haven't, so I have no idea why I got invited.
Surprise!
I guess because I did the alpha.
Yeah.
They were like, here, have this.
Yeah, just assume that you pre-ordered it.
Yeah, which I didn't. And unfortunately, never mind. So played the beta. It takes place in Washington, D.C. this time, about 6 to 8 months after the first game.
Mm-hmm.
So Washington, D.C. is kind of like this mess of like, you know, everything's gone to shit. It's a lot like the first one.
So it's a lot like real life.
Yeah. It's a lot like the first game.
Dom and I raced to make that joke.
Oh, God. It's a lot like the first game without the like disease. It's mm-hmm. just like government just folded up because mm-hmm. they couldn't stop this thing.
Right.
So your base of operations, instead of in the post office place in New York City, is the White House.
The post office place in...
It's the giant post office on 34th Street or 8th Avenue,
it's
whatever
like
it is.
Just like the post office place.
The one next to fucking
Penn Station.
Penn Station.
Yeah. Sure. The giant post office.
Yeah. So this one is in DC.
That's awesome.
In the White House, which is pretty cool. You can walk around and shit.
Mm-hmm. Just go into the Oval Office and take your pants off. That's what I would do.
Cootie, President Camacho.
Yep.
So you're doing basic. You get thrown right into the brunt
Why
of it.
Are the plans dying?
You get thrown right in the brunt of it. You're shooting guys and trying to take back like the front end of the White House mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And then they send you off to like help other communities that have kind of risen up in place of Washington, D.C. There's a lot of like overgrown plants animals and stuff. So and it's a lot more open than the first game was.
Yeah, I mean, Washington in general, especially around that area, is so much more open.
Yeah, like, you know, it's not the streets of Manhattan.
Right. You have the Vietnam Memorial. You have all the parks that are there.
It's also really interesting stuff. City layout. Like Washington itself is
makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, no, it's very weird.
Because it's an old fucking city.
Like Boston.
You know, like New York City was laid out. Like New York City is an old fucking city, but it was still laid out in a grid system from like, from the beginning. Whereas like Washington and Boston, it was just like, well, I don't know, just keep adding on.
Let's do some
concentric circles. That'll make sense.
Houston's like that too.
Houston
has like a main city area and then just like circles around it because of where everything was built
out.
That's
how it expands.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So you do a few story missions and stuff like that.
What kind of animals though?
It's like deer, foxes, stuff like that. It'd be stuff that you'd run into.
See, I'm hoping it's like one of those like...
the zoo opened up.
No. Like flashbacks to like... which fucking president like kept sheep on the yard? I can't
remember. Teddy.
Yeah, I don't know. It was whatever. Do you remember that one? Like it was in Wild Wild West.
Oh.
Ulysses S. Grant?
Was it Grant?
He was the president
in that movie. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I would have expected to be Teddy Roosevelt too.
Yeah.
Just so he could have like heard of being like, yeah, I want that one for dinner. Go kill it.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Find out if
kept,
I had a name.
He bear cubs on the front lawn.
Just for fighting.
Yep.
The nice thing is you get to a certain point and then they opened up another character and a bunch of other characters that you could play as that had all upgraded stuff.
Oh, cool.
So like top tier stuff. So you
I
can
like
see
that
how
idea.
The game works.
Yeah. So you can see what the end game result is. So you have something to strive for.
Nice. Which you get like special weapons,
like a
huge sniper rifle, a bow and arrow with explosive bullets or bolts. And a grenade launcher. You can pick
that's
from
awesome.
One of those.
I always like games like that. Like that start you off, like the first mission, you're totally powered. and you're like, this is awesome. And then you like just massacre everything, and then all of your stuff gets taken away, and you're like, now I know what I'm playing towards.
Yeah, I have to work up to that.
I liked stuff like that.
Yeah, it was nice to, I didn't get a chance
you get a little taste of power, and it's like, shit.
I didn't get a chance to play in the Dark Zone, which is their like Dark PvP Zone. Kind of shit, but I've heard very similar things from.
Yeah, I heard that it didn't work very well.
There was a lot of problems with getting dropped constantly. Yeah. I mean, it's Ubisoft, so it's like a fucking
thing. And it's a beta, so yeah, it's bound to happen.
Yeah. The alpha, like, was a fucking nightmare compared to the beta. Mm-hmm. The alpha, like, people's faces were missing and shit. would be like,
oh, God, kill me.
People would be talking, but like only the eyeballs and the mouth were there, and the mouth wasn't moving, but the person would be talking.
Only the eyeballs would be moving, like the mouth.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck is this nightmare? Yeah,
when the alpha came out, I heard a lot of people being like, well, cancel my pre-order, guys.
Yeah, it's stupid, it's still though. Rough.
That's fucking stupid. Yeah. It's an alpha.
It's not sold me yet, and I think it's because of the location.
Yeah.
I think I was way more attached to Manhattan because of where we are than Washington, D.C., but I'm gonna wait until it comes out and then see what
it'll probably go on sale eventually.
Yeah. But it's, if you like the Division 1, you'll like this one as well. Plays very similarly. A lot of the stuff is very similar to what it was before, except a little bit tweaked, a little bit better.
Yeah.
So
cool.
Go check it out. Should be out soon.
So I'm playing the surprise release of Apex Legends.
You and everyone else.
Me and everyone else. Within a week, they had 10 million players. It's like 2 million concurrent.
I think there's 25 now? 25
that's
million?
That's what happens when you have free-to-play games.
Yep. So it's a free-to-play game. It's a free-to-play Battle Royale game. I know everyone hates them.
Fuck.
It's just like, you know, just like Fortnite.
I feel like everyone hates them because they're popular, though.
So that's exactly why.
I don't like them because of the playstyle.
Okay.
And that's fine. You don't have to like the playstyle. I think that everyone hates them. Yeah, the playstyle is eh, but each one has something. PUBG is broken. Fortnite has
that's what they have.
Yeah.
They were first. That was it.
Yeah. Fortnite has children, and the community is the worst in Fortnite.
Yeah. It's getting close to
Fortnite has dabbing.
Yep.
It's getting close to League of Legends.
Black Ops 4, though, everybody really liked the Blackout mode. They were like, wow, this is like a Battle Royale done right. And it was just like, it's not, you know, it's a Battle Royale that was finished.
Well, it's Battle Royale with 20 years of a shooter experience.
Exactly. It has a backbone already. You're not creating it from scratch. Yeah. So that's what EA did. They created it from scratch. Respawn was the company who developed it.
Same people did Titanfall and Titanfall 2.
Yeah, so this actually takes place in the Titanfall universe. This is the remnants that's of what Titanfall 3 died from.
About the wall running.
Yeah.
This basically, Titanfall 3 got canned, and this is what it became.
Apparently it's not anymore. They're still working on it, but
I think that was a litmus test. I think they never actually canceled Titanfall 3 and they were going to release this and see kind of how what the reception was.
Because 2 sold really well.
People, it's EA. Really it's good. EA. You can never predict what they're going
to
do.
Though, just to be like, hey, we're thinking about canceling this game because we don't think people want it, and then
see the fervor.
See how people react to it.
Yeah, this was free to play. And all I have to say is
marketing.
For a free to play game that was not marketed at all, that just surprise launched out of nowhere.
I think works for them because of Titanfall 3 is not being worked on, and here's what we were working on. You can play
and you can play it right now.
I think that's what for free to go get it.
All I have to say is I'm not a huge fan of battle royales. I like them. I like the idea behind it, but I'm terrible at them. This game is fucking phenomenal. All of the problems that you'd expect from a launch game, a free-to-play game, they don't exist. The game, it works. It has very limited issue. There are some server problems here and there, whatever. Every game's going to have that. Exactly. Especially with that many players.
Yeah.
But it has things that the others don't have. The others have been out and been worked on. This has stuff that they don't have. Like the fact that you have 8 different characters that are all unique. They all have somewhat of a personality. It reminds me, really what it is it's Overwatch. It's like it's Overwatch meets PUBG. And I say Overwatch meets PUBG and not Fortnite because Fortnite has the building. This has no building.
Yeah, this definitely feels a lot more like PUBG, especially like the fact that like when you land, it's like, all right, pick up your weapons, shields, helmets, like Fortnite.
Fortnite is like when you land.
It's just like
build a fucking tower.
Floss a little bit and then start building something and then start, you know, using your pickaxe.
It's less of like trying to get weapons. I mean, you are getting weapons right away, but it's also like, you know, breaking down buildings
and
getting equipped.
Yeah. Like, so this has like the Overwatch style of every character's unique and has unique abilities and like they clearly have a personality.
Are beautiful.
Yeah. The graphics are fucking great.
Yeah.
For free to play, it looks so good.
It's a scene. It's a gaming company that's been around for a while. Mm-hmm. They've put out really good games, multiplayer and single player stuff. And it looks like they took a lot of the items from Titanfall and Titanfall 2 and used it in this game. Yeah. So they had a good base to start off of.
Yep.
And then just tweak things.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's just like the characters and not only is it cool that they're unique, they're actually cool.
Yeah,
like,
they are.
You know, I play as the girl Lifeline mostly, who puts out a little drone that heals your team and which is awesome. Each character has an ultimate weapon as well.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I play as the other girl. Her name's Bangalore. She has like a smoke grenade, so she'll launch smoke grenades and create a big smoke cloud. There's Wraith,
who she's can like a big heavy DPS.
Yeah, there's Wraith who can phase through. DPS.
I really wanted to play as Wraith.
Wraith is awesome. She was the first person I played as.
I was sad that I didn't get to play as Wraith.
Yeah, you can play as her more. Obviously, it's free to play, so you can play in time.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah, I played as her first. You played as Bloodhound.
Bloodhound,
who has like senses, so you can see like where the enemies are and stuff.
Yeah, like you can. You like it's cool though, because like you throw it out and it's like, you know, there's no hostiles in like the area directly in front of you, but then like you have a special on top of it, and you just fucking like everything just goes like Spidey sense, and you can kind of like see people.
Spidey sense tingling.
Yep. Yeah.
So we also figured out that CJ is better than Dom. At this
apparently
time.
So.
Hey man, so, my team won in 15 minutes, and I think I shot once.
Yeah. You survived though, didn't you?
I did survive.
No, you got downed.
I survived. No, I didn't.
You were downed.
Oh, did I get downed? Oh, I don't remember getting downed. I don't remember what happened in the end. There was smoke. There was some
You
some
went
fire.
In there and you almost tried to shoot somebody. And
my teammate
didn't
went down. I tried to revive them. Oh, and then I got shot. But hey, man, we won.
Yeah.
Somehow.
So interesting enough is I had never won a game up until today. CJ came, you know, I was waiting for you guys to come here. So I was playing and I got, you know, the interesting thing is you always have a team of three or team of two if you get screwed because somebody just doesn't join or somebody quits or something. But it's always a team of three. There's no solos. All of these other games, I don't know about Call of Duty, Fortnite, and PUBG, you have solo where you can just go by yourself.
I think you could do
and it's 100 people solo. Maybe, I'm not sure. Yeah, so this is always a
but
squad.
Also, they're usually squads of four.
Yeah,
I feel.
PUBG is squad
PUBG
of four.
One, two, and four.
Yeah, 1, 2, and 4.
And I think
three is nice, though.
Fortnite's the same way. Three,
and I like
three
how it's always three. Like, is there any other options?
Nope.
Three.
You are
like
a squad
it.
Of three, no
it's
matter
nice.
What.
At some point, add it.
Maybe, yeah.
I would
but
see
I really
maybe
like it.
One player, yeah. One.
The key, more than the you have to stick together.
Yeah.
Sticking together really helps you out, and it's nice that you can revive your teammates, and even if they die, you can pick up their banner from their loot crate, and you can bring it back to a respawn point and still bring them back.
Oh, shit. I didn't know
so
that.
So it's pretty cool. So
that's cool.
Where were those respawn points?
There's like four or five of them throughout the map. They're little green locations. Okay. They're just like these big like red metal things with a hologram in them, and you drop the thing in there, and then they come on a drop ship and come back.
That's cool.
Yeah, nice. So like I had never won a game. I've come in second place, I think, three or four different times. I've come in third place a few times. Plenty of times I drop and die fucking in a second.
You don't touch the ground.
Yeah, I would say, you know, most of the time I last between like 4 and 5 minutes or so. When we won just before, it was I think it was like 25 minutes or something like that, 23 minutes.
The game that you played when I got here?
Yes.
It was 30 minutes.
It was 30 minutes?
It was 30 minutes 30 and minutes. 2 seconds.
Yeah. And I died at like 29 minutes and 59 seconds. Yeah. I died 3 seconds before we won the game, which kind of pissed me off because I think if all three members survive, you get a special
did you get
like
anything
token or something
from me?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know if I got that. One.
But I don't
probably
know if
Matt doesn't kill anybody.
Yeah.
I only killed 3 people in our game. My other teammate killed 2 and then the other person killed 8.
That's 300% more.
To be
than
fair though, CJ and his team did not see a single enemy until they were the second team left.
Yeah.
Which is so weird.
It's crazy.
And I still feel like
to be fair though, I've played Fortnite like that. 2 of the games that I've won in Fortnite, I never shot a single shot until I killed the last guy.
Wow.
I had 1 kill and 2 different wins.
Yeah. How many rounds did you go in your game? Do you remember? Because we were only on the second round.
What do you mean?
Like the
ring,
the play area. Yeah. The play area closing in.
I think it depends also how small it gets based off of how many squads are left.
Okay.
So,
probably the more,
I think it went through two or three rings.
Yeah. So I don't know if the dude, cause I relinquished the ability to choose the drop.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if the dude that that I, cause like literally I relinquished and this dude was like, all right, he picked the drop spot right away and then like fucking took off. So it was like, all right, I'm just going to try and loot up as I go and just chase after this dude. And we literally just ran around the board.
Ran forever. So
I don't know if he like just fucking knows.
No,
or
it's all luck. There's lucky. Plenty of times I've been to that drop point before and I've gone there and there's been three other squads there and it's just a firefight to whoever gets it first and we die immediately.
Yeah. It depends,
it's all based
on
off luck. Yeah.
You know, preference.
The cool thing is that there's a jump master. So one of the three squads is basically the squad leader. He chooses the drop point and he, when you launch from the ship, all three of you go at the same time. So you all land at the same point. You can break away, which I've had people do, and it's really annoying when two people are going and somebody's like, I'm gonna go over this way, and goes halfway across the map. You're not gonna win that way.
Yeah, you know, that guy's gonna be dead in 30
exactly
seconds.
Yeah. So yeah, that sucks.
That dude just wants to play a first person shooter.
Right. But as far as first person shooters go, this plays incredibly well.
It does.
As far as battle royales go, this plays incredibly well. And
the shooting in Titanfall was really good.
Exactly.
Too.
And it's just like that. You can get, you know, your weapon upgrades, pick different scopes, then you pick up and stuff, get shield cells. Like it's really, really well done. And I'm super impressed.
I'm sad the wall running wasn't in this one. Yeah. But I think because it's been played out with Call of Duty.
Right.
Doing it
exactly.
As well.
There might even, maybe one of the characters can wall run. I don't know. I haven't played all of them yet.
Yeah.
I will say, though, that playing with randos is whatever. It's playing with friends is a shit ton of fun, and it's a lot easier because being able to, I don't know,
call out.
Yeah. Talking to strangers sucks.
Talking with strangers on the internet.
Yeah. It's not, my mommy told me not to do it, but like having a group of friends that are just playing together and like you can bullshit while you're doing things, and it's a lot easier because one of the things that I feel happens a lot is, if you see an enemy, one person will go and run and charge them and not come up with a real plan.
Anything.
Yeah. And a lot of times when you get downed, the other people get mad at you. Like, oh my God, we have to fucking revive you again.
Yeah.
When you're playing with your friends, you don't really feel that way.
It depends on if you have that one friend who like takes it way too seriously.
Right. And everybody's got that one friend, but you don't gonna play with them.
All right, Bogey, five clicks ahead. North.
Exactly. I'm like,
and yeah, that's where you troll that friend.
Yep. And just let him die.
Punch
it. I don't know. I suggest I have it on Xbox and PC. My criticisms are there's no crossplay. That bothers me. They said that
we know where that problem comes from.
They said that it's crossplay will not be available at launch.
Okay.
Which means that they're probably working on it.
Yeah.
There's another game that said that too. Anthem said no crossplay at launch.
Yeah.
The thing that really bothers me though is there's no cross progress.
Yeah.
So my PC version and my Xbox version
are two different.
Seems ridiculous. It's got to be one account because you can link up your Xbox Live account.
Yeah. What they said, Respawn said the game was built without cross progress in mind, which to me tells me EA told them no cross progress.
Yeah.
And he goes, and you cannot implement it after the fact. So he was basically just like, it's not happening.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, that sucks.
Which I'm used to. Warframe doesn't have that because
that's true.
Versions
Yeah, but
for,
you love playing Warframe.
Well, yeah, but also the versions for the consoles and the PC are
different.
Different,
right?
Yeah. Because of the certifications.
You can release a PC version.
Yeah.
The minute
but
it's
with
done.
The Xbox and PS4, you have to wait weeks before you get certified.
Yeah.
So, and that's if you pass. So they're both on two different versions. So I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
But with the game that just comes out, I don't see why.
Yeah, it really bothers me. My best guess is that EA just said, no, that's not something you're developing in this. That's not part of your scope of work.
You can't make money off that.
Exactly.
You can't make more money off that.
Yeah. There's loot boxes.
The characters you buy on your Xbox, you want on your PC?
Yeah right. Fuck exactly. Fuck that.
Yeah, no, buy those again.
Yep.
Bitch.
There's loot boxes, of course. But they seem fine. I've gotten cool stuff out of the loot boxes.
Free-to-play game.
Yeah, it's all skins. You know, you get skins for your guns, you get skins for your characters, you get different banners.
Actual things.
Yeah.
Like Battlefield does.
Right, exactly.
And you get some loot boxes for winning matches.
Yeah,
and stuff.
You get loot boxes for winning, you get loot boxes for, leveling up and stuff. They come every once in a while. Of course, you can spend money in it if you want to. I'm not going to.
Money somehow.
But at the same time, if you buy enough tokens, it's 1,000. You get $10 for 1,000 tokens. So it's basically 10 cents per coin or whatever it is.
Yeah.
The two characters cost 750 coins each. So that's $7.50 per new character. I feel like that's kind of fair.
And there's what, two?
There's two. There's only two that you have to unlock.
So $15.
It's $15
for,
and you can get two characters.
Characters.
I don't think that's
when
out of the question.
When there's six already available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems a little bit high for character.
I don't know. Smash Brothers, they're $5 for a character in a stage.
I don't think it's really that bad.
I don't think it's too bad. For a free-to-play game, I don't think it's too bad.
Yeah.
If they were charging
for a free-to-play game, too.
Is there ways to get those characters without having to...
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you can grind and get them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
That's fine, then.
I'm about...
2,400?
Yeah, I have 2,400 whatever points, and they're 12,000 each.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm a far... Well, I've also been splitting my time between PC and Xbox, so... Yeah.
Any
it kind of sucks.
The two, or?
Nope. No. They literally, servers, they're exactly like the that? Same.
Yeah.
One thing that I've noticed on Xbox is when jumping, like when you're doing the launch in the beginning, the frame rate drops a lot. And like it seems really choppy and laggy. And then like as soon as you go to land, it just like fixes. So I'm assuming that's going to be an update. There was an update that I did update today, and today's the first day that I noticed it, so it might have been broken in this update.
Okay.
It doesn't affect... I have no problem with the gameplay. It doesn't affect that. You know, as soon as you go to land, everything just smooths out. So, no harm, no foul, as far as I'm concerned. I haven't had that problem on PC. The only problem I've had on PC is one time I was doing really well, and then all of a sudden, my character just started, like, jumping really choppy and stuff, and I don't know if it was, like, my mouse, like, detected the other... monitor and like jumped over there, or if my controller disconnected, because that was happening to me, where like I hear like the USB disconnect sound, like my controller would just turn off and then turn back on, probably because of the hub that I have. So I don't know what happened there, but it only happened once, so I'm not gonna think too much of it, but it just pissed me off because I had just killed three people and I was like, this is a fucking war zone and I'm doing really well, and then it started acting weird and then I got shot and killed and I was like, I could have killed a fourth,
fuck.
But
so recommend Apex?
I absolutely recommend it. Yeah. Whatever console you have, pick it up. It's a 25 gig download. It's a so much fun. So much fun. I can't stop playing it.
Sweet.
All right. CJ, what are you playing?
Hey, man. My downstairs, the friend that lives downstairs finally got all his Rock Band 4 equipment, and I have...
You don't have a downstairs.
Oh, God. Who's that guy down there? I'm kind of like rekindling my love for like rhythm games, and especially since you got that
Clone Hero,
and like I was like, oh man, like I love playing guitar, but then like he shows up, he's like, oh man, I got all my Rock Band 4 equipment. I'm like, oh cool. He goes, you know, I have the drum set. I'm like, oh fuck no, this is gonna end badly. Yeah. It's like goodbye, and it's like seriously, like I think I played drums for like 4 hours one night.
That's what I used to do when Rock Band first came out when I was in college. I would fucking play it. The drums were so much fun.
You can get a double bass, and Rock Band 4, you can have pro drums, which includes three cymbals, and it's three cymbals. Whereas the Guitar Hero was two cymbals. I don't know if it really makes a difference. I mean,
well, the original Rock Band, it was no cymbals. It was just four pads.
Yeah. Which is what I've been playing on. It's the four pads and one bass.
I prefer
bass.
That.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just used to it.
Yeah. I think like it would just be more fun to have the cymbals and actually like be playing like it's cymbals.
I just want double this.
But like I've been going too far and I've been watching like bass, like kick drum like technique videos and like
for Rock Band,
yeah, for
or
Rock
just
Band
like in general,
just in general, yeah. And like
I'm sure the ones for Rock Band are, you see the notes, hit them,
yeah.
Tap your foot when the note comes up. Oh, that's all you need to do.
I even looked at some, like, because the thing was like the pads I was hitting fine, but like the kick drum seemed really off, and I was like, oh, let me just look it up a little bit. And I watched a couple of videos, and a couple of guys were like, you know, you can buy these kits online, and basically they put like metal plates underneath.
The metal plate. Mm-hmm.
So like it hits better, but you can also hear the click better, because you can't really hear the bass. If your speakers aren't good enough, you can't really hear the bass drum when it hits. So we just taped two pennies to the bottom of the bass drum. My buddy Bill is just like, oh my God, like, you're right, this is so much better. And I was like, it's just a couple of pennies.
I actually put a metal plate on mine.
Nice.
Because I broke it.
Nice.
Because it was made out of plastic, and eventually if you hit it too many times, it just fucking broke. Yeah. So I was like, while I'm here fixing it, I gotta like crazy glue it. I was like, I might as well put a metal plate underneath to support it better, and it lasted for a long time after that.
You're gonna try to hit it hard.
Exactly.
Was that Rock Band 3?
That was my drum set from Rock Band 1.
That's why. The newer drum sets have a metal plate on the kick pedal now.
Yeah.
which was nice.
I was looking into getting a new drum set because they eventually just stopped working. I had to get a new bass pedal at some point because it just like died. But man, those drum sets are expensive. Yeah,
I am so fucking surprised. I was looking online because I was just curious. I was like, you know,
I wanted one for $30.
Yeah, I was like, let me see what the pro drums look like, and it was $150 if you just want the cymbals.
I know.
Yep. I was like, that's crazy. Ridiculous.
That's what the whole kit was sold for.
Yeah.
Do they make the game anymore? Or the drum sets anymore? Is it just like eBay
that
stuff?
I don't know. It was, I mean, there are listings on Amazon, but like a lot of the stuff is on eBay as well to get those pro drums. The thing that blows my mind, the reason why I did want to bring this up, because it's Rock Band 4, it's an old game, and I'm just talking about it because it's the only fucking video game I'm playing right now. But like what blows my mind is, so my buddy Bill he's owned this game for, I think, say like what, like 14 years now, something like that. And he's been buying, he says like every month or something, he puts $10 or every, whatever, he puts $10 on his PlayStation and he just buys 5 songs. He's been doing this for 14 goddamn years.
Yeah, because that song list is redonkulous.
And they're still putting out content. Mm-hmm. Like that, when he told me that blew me away. Like this game is fucking old as balls, and like they're not really making these rhythm games anymore.
No, they kind of died out years ago.
But like the company is still like creating content for it.
Make money off those.
Like that just blows me away. That you're like, there's probably like 3 or 4 devs that are just like, yeah, sure, we're gonna make some songs and put them out there.
Which I mean, you can, if you have a PC version, you can fucking
download
anything or make your own.
Yeah,
that's what I did.
Yeah,
it's kind of a nightmare to make your own, but fuck.
Yeah,
you can do it.
But
you
still, as much as I loved like my Guitar Hero and playing guitar, there's something about like
the drums. So much fun.
Yeah, the drums are so much fun. And I don't know if that just comes from like a lot of guitarists complain about like, you know, it's not like playing a real guitar, but like there's something about like being a person who doesn't play drums and getting to like play drums.
Yeah. Cause you do air drums all the time.
Yeah.
But so it's also like, it's nice if you sat down on like playing guitar and then like sitting down in a drum kit and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
This actually makes you feel like you know what you're doing.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know. I'm in the same boat. I think the drums are the best part.
Yeah, they are.
I love games. It.
And don't touch the fucking keyboard as much as I wanted to love the keyboard so damn much. And it's just, it's goddamn awful.
What, the fucking kazoo next? What the fuck?
Kazoo Hero.
It's like DJ Hero. God. That was awful.
Slide Whistle Hero. Play Skin Flute Hero.
Oh, yeah.
So let's move on to a little bit of nerd news. VR. So this week had a lot of different news. This show's gonna run real long, so we got a lot to talk about.
Stupid Apex.
The most recent, I guess it's a teaser / trailer of the Aladdin movie has come out.
Woo-hoo.
And boy, people are mad.
Yeah. Well, the teaser came out and it was just like, it was really simple. Like it just showed like Aladdin entering the cave.
Yeah.
But then
it showed Iago, it showed Jafar. Everyone hates Jafar's voice. I agree with that.
I don't know if the teaser showed Jafar, but the trailer came out showed Jafar.
The main villain?
Yeah,
Jafar. Okay. Yeah.
I can't remember.
Motherfucker, have you ever seen Aladdin?
That movie in probably 25 years.
Yeah. And then there's Apu.
And there's, Apu, Nahasapim and Fenelon, the monkey.
Who plays the fucking bird?
Oh,
I don't know.
Gilbert Gottfried. That's what you're thinking of the original. I don't know. I don't think he is.
I hope so.
Because it just, he's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, God!
Not Clitoris!
So Will Smith plays the genie in this movie.
Yep.
And so I want to back up 2 months, I think, in December. Either November or December, I think it was Entertainment Weekly posted a picture of the cast, including Aladdin, Jasmine, and Will Smith as the genie. Mm. And everyone was mad again because the genie was not blue. It was just Will Smith dressed like a genie.
Yeah.
And he looked like he was cosplaying the genie.
Yeah.
So Disney took steps and said, okay, we value your feedback. You want us to make him blue, we'll make him blue. So that's what they did. And everyone is mad again because the genie is blue and he looks stupid.
It's
because you asked for it.
But the thing is, so when I first saw the trailer, like, It looks like he was just mo-capped, like this entire, I didn't know that. So now I realize they just fucking went back and said, just mask
make him blue. Just mask him blue.
Mm-hmm. I was like, and it looks terrible. I mean, again, this is a trailer, so like, I'm sure it'll look
it
better
look
in
better.
The final film, but I doubt it's going to look natural if blue can look natural.
It's difficult because I think that they should have just CGI'd a genie. all together.
Yeah.
And not made it look like Will Smith.
Yeah. Should have made it look like Robin Williams.
Yeah. But they need the star power of Will Smith because everybody else in the movie is pretty much unknown. Yeah. So
there
you
a lot
need
of Bollywood actors.
Yeah. You need the star power of someone like that.
Which I don't have a problem with how the genie looks. I have a problem with Will Smith because he does the same thing Johnny Depp does, which is play himself.
Play himself. Yeah.
Which I'm just tired
but
of.
But did Robin Williams not do the same thing? Robin Williams, I think, played Robin Williams.
The thing is, like, he still had, like, a lot of, I don't want to say, like, elasticity in his characters. Like, he did voices and he did, like, little bits and stuff. Yeah. Again, like, he did those characters, those voices and bits and everything, but, like, I don't know.
I think that it's going to end up being fine.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine.
That's the kind of direction they kind of pushed him into, is just, we're going to push record and let you say a bunch of jokes.
Yeah.
And there you go.
That's so why you
Will
hire
Will Smith is
Robin
going
Williams.
To do Will Smith.
Yeah, so I saw a photoshopped picture of the genie where they basically just took his like jawline and kind of rounded it out like the genie's originally was and changed the beard more towards it and the hair a little bit. And immediately it looked better.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I was like, you should have done that. Yeah. Someone just fixed Finging your movie
his face on there.
But I feel like that's usually the way it is.
But it still resembled his face. You could still see like his eyes and his nose was like, oh, that definitely looks like Will Smith playing a genie.
Yeah.
Rather than Will Smith is blue.
Yeah, but this also
it'll all come down to what it sounds like, honestly.
In reality, it all comes down to Disney not. I don't want to say like I don't want to be a part of that group of people that's just like Disney's just trying to like, you know, monetize your childhood and making live versions of everything under the sun. And the thing is, like, I don't mind it. I didn't hate Beauty and the Beast. I really enjoyed Beauty and the Beast. The only thing I disliked about it was it's not about this. I liked Beauty and the Beast, but like,
Jungle Book Lion King coming, right?
Yeah. quote unquote live action.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. But, Jungle Book was really good.
Jungle Book was really good.
And that had a star cast too.
Yeah.
Ben Kingsley,
Bill Murray,
Idris Elba.
Yep. The thing that I had at Scarlett Johansson was,
Scarlett. Was she?
She was a snake.
Oh, I didn't know.
She was a snake?
Mm-hmm. I think that Beauty and the Beast, I was okay with a live action remake. Jungle Book, I was very okay with a live action remake because I think those movies can use some updating.
Even though there's only one live person there on screen.
Yeah. Lion King and Aladdin, I think, are still relevant and good movies where I don't think they need updating.
They should have just done was live action, but fucking use the actors from the goddamn. They should just use all the actors from the plays.
No. Here's the thing that I will at least credit the Lion King movie for is the casting. Because it is practically an all black cast. And that is, I think, very important for a movie that takes place in Africa. I mean, mind you, these are animals, but like still, I think that's a huge thing from Disney. And to me, the thing about Beauty and the Beast is not only do they like update it, but like they changed it a little bit and they included music from the Broadway musical.
Yeah.
And like the fact that they even like played up the fact that like LeFou was in love with Gaston was a very interesting and like progressive thing from Disney, which was really refreshing.
I just think that,
but Aladdin, like it's the same thing. It's like, okay, good. They're at least using like non-white characters, but then like, okay, we need one person, the genie.
Yeah.
And they're getting Will Smith. And it's just like,
so I think part of why they're getting Will Smith is because the actor who plays the genie on Broadway is also black.
Yeah.
And is incredible.
Yeah.
He completely steals the show.
Yeah.
So to me, I was like, they should have just gotten that guy.
Yeah.
But I agree. Doesn't have the star power, so they need someone to
but
bring.
The thing is, it's a fucking Disney movie.
I know.
Why does it need
a star power? Right, exactly.
It does to bring in anyone else that.
But it doesn't. It's a Disney movie.
Aladdin.
It's Aladdin.
It's not like it's a new
random ass thing.
Well, because they know it's not going to be good as.
Yeah.
As Aladdin. Yeah.
So they got to bring something in to bring.
Yeah. So I think they should have hired that guy, but I guess they were just like.
Will
Smith kind of sound they kind of sound similar, like, you know, I guess Will Smith could play that guy.
The
but
thing
also
is,
like, sometimes Broadway, you know, moving people from Broadway to like a voice actor kind of thing doesn't transfer.
I don't necessarily believe that, but also like the big thing for me is like when it comes to the genie, like, it's, I feel more about the songs, you know?
I was just going to say, I'm interested to see how Will Smith can sing this.
Is and it going to be like Pierce Brosnan and Mamma Mia?
No, I'm more worried about it being more like Modern Annie, where it's like, is he going to fucking rap it? Because I'm not going to say, like, I'm not going to, you know, put down Will Smith for his singing ability, but I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I've really ever heard him sing all that much.
Yeah more, and especially the genie songs.
However, if the entire soundtrack was the Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff, I'm probably in for that.
Maybe.
I mean, I could see them updating it, but...
There's going to be at least one rap in the movie, guaranteed. Yeah. Will Smith is a rapper, so...
Yeah.
I'm not super excited by Aladdin. I'm still excited to see how Lion King turns out.
Yeah, I mean, Aladdin's my favorite Disney movie, so I'm going to see it. Yeah. I'm not as angry as people are just because...
I'm not either.
You asked for it to be blue, and then they turned him blue. What the fuck did you think was going to happen? Yeah.
But also,
were they
going to
just
never,
delay the movie for 6 more months so they can completely redo it? No.
Yeah.
They're gonna Photoshop blue on top of it.
Yeah. So I'm very curious to see, and as per usual, I'm gonna see it. It's a Disney movie.
Yeah, me too. I'll see Lion King also. Yeah, I don't particularly think it looks good either, but
Lion King?
Yeah, I don't really care.
I think it looks really good. The
CGI looks good. I just really think that, again, I just feel like it's something that just shouldn't be, it doesn't need to be live action.
It didn't need to
the
be
original
live
movie
action.
I'll go watch right now and I'll still love it.
Well, it's not
I do.
They can say live action all I want. It's not a fucking person.
I mean,
I
do like
camera.
The fact that, you know, okay, Donald Glover is going to be in it. That's awesome.
Or the fact that they actually brought back
James Earl Jones.
Yeah,
James Earl
Jones. Beyonce is Nala. Yeah. Seth Rogen is Pumbaa.
Yeah.
Phil Eichner is Timon.
Yeah, Keegan-Michael Key is like that's just
John
like,
Oliver plays John Zazu. Like, it's gonna like, be, the cast Eric is great. Andre. I love the cast. Yeah,
the cast is amazing.
Cast
is,
like, it just doesn't need to exist. For
and
to
I'm
me.
Hoping again, like it's updated to be a little bit more. Again, probably like the Broadway musical.
That's the thing is, I kind of don't want that because I love the music in Lion King so much that like I don't. I want it to just be exact.
Hopefully they just take some of the extra stuff.
Yeah, they'll take usually
from the Broadway play.
Which again is what they did.
If they cut any of those songs, I'll fucking
no, I doubt they will. I'm not sure if anything they'll add.
I really want to see how the Timon and Pumbaa song.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And just that whole scene.
Yeah,
it'll be
the whole scene with Seth Rogen.
Yeah,
that's the other thing is, the Lion King is kind of very like campy and fun.
Yeah.
That I feel like it might not work necessarily in live action. It'll, like Jungle Book worked because there was more, it was more of a serious tone.
It was very serious. Yeah.
And it kind of had like some horror elements a little bit to it. Like just kind of like the lost kid in the woods.
I will say the best casting in that movie is Christopher Walken.
As the fucking orangutan. Yeah. Ridiculous.
God, it's so good.
Yeah. There was a lot more in that movie too than the original ones. But yeah, I'm interested in Lion King. I just don't think care.
Like, I mean, honestly, with anything, with any of these movies, just wait till it fucking comes out.
Yep.
Honestly, everybody really shouldn't. If a trailer comes out, just be like, okay, whatever, trailer came out.
You don't want to see it, don't see it.
If it comes out and it's bad. Don't tell me that it ruined your childhood.
Yeah, don't.
Oh my God,
this isn't the fucking same movie.
If it comes out and it's bad, go home and just watch Aladdin.
Yeah, go watch it.
Go dust off your fucking VHS that's built into your TV, your 12-inch TV, pop in the VHS and just, you know, sit down and relive
your
childhood.
When your TV is smaller than your cock, you have a problem.
All right, CJ, you got some news for us?
I do. So Activision Blizzard just laid off 8%. Of their staff. That's 800 employees, which has been kind of crazy. And there is reports that basically they saw people in the parking lot. I think it was like, this was yesterday morning or the day before. That was like, people were crying and like hugging each other in the parking lot before going into work because nobody knew what was going to happen. But the thing is, in the end, the people that were laid off were all non-development roles. Or usually in publishing or esports.
Mm-hmm.
Which is taking a hit.
Yep.
But the thing is, that's taking a hit across the board for all companies. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at companies like Huffington Post, just laid off a shit ton of people.
All their esports people.
Yeah. Yep.
they could have a esports team.
I wouldn't surprise, actually.
BuzzFeed just laid off most
a
of
lot.
Their... and
the,
and all
well,
those,
they should.
But it was the thing is, the people they laid off were online writers. They were all on staff for online writers because that's
the shit.
But the thing is, that's the shit that wasn't like selling. And that's the thing that a lot of these companies are realizing is just like, that's not where the money is. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're doing right now. And I will say, as much as it sucks for these 800 employees that lost their jobs and now out of work,
in a field that is very limited.
Yes, the field is very limited. They're supposedly, and again, I'm not saying this to try and even like remotely defend this company for what they did. They're, you know, hopefully supposedly giving them a good severance package, and like they're giving them, you know, like they're giving them money and they're giving them pay and they're giving them resources to help them find new jobs. Supposedly,
I mean, layoffs do happen.
There is a company that said they'd hire a lot of the people.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Yeah. It's just, it's funny in an ironic way to me that this happened the day of, possibly the day after, the CEO had their quarterly finance call and started off the call with, "Gentlemen, once again, we set record profits in 2018.
Yeah.
The next day, 800 people are laid off.
Well, how do you think we made those profits?"
Exactly.
But the thing is, and again,
it's one of those, like, the place sucks to work at, but the people are really good to work with.
Yeah.
It's like...
And I will go on that. And again, like, I really don't want to go long on this, but I'm going to, is that, again, not to defend this company, because the CEO is a piece of shit. Yeah. Like, he's one of those people that's like
head of fucking Blizzard. I mean,
like he's one of those people that they literally brought in. He's a glorified accountant. Like, he's not a CEO. He's literally just a glorified accountant. All he cares about is money. And he's one of those people that literally came in and said, work shouldn't be fun. Like, yes, you work for a company that makes video games, but this shouldn't be fun. Like, you need to come in and you need to do your fucking work. And he's a piece of shit. But the hopeful thing here is, as much as it sucks that Heroes of the Storm basically lost most, if not all, of their development, and they've canceled their esports, a bunch of esports people were let go, as well as like online marketing or online media, shit like that. Yes, they made record profits, but they said they didn't hit the mark that they were trying to hit. So yes,
that's because you announced Diablo Immortal.
Yeah. What, you guys don't have second jobs?
Yeah, really.
You guys don't have phones?
Yeah. So like, as much as all that sucks, the layoffs were a part of a restructuring that hopefully brings back more development for new and existing games.
Which happens with these companies from time to time, especially just after the announcement for, you know, how much they've made and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If they're canceling games, that means that they have to take away most of the team that's been there before. It happens. It sucks that, you know, after saying that we have made a ton of money, Blizzard and Activision just goes, "Bah, go fuck yourself," and lays off all these people. But
again,
like, a lot of these people are going to land with
hopefully these people land on their feet. But again, like, it's one of those situations where the company cut the fat to try and boost the areas that are profitable. And like, I think they even said that physical copies, they're really down on physical copies, but they're
everybody is.
Yeah. They even said like, we're not working to try and boost physical copies, because they know that's not where it's at.
It's dead.
And I'm glad that they're smart and thinking about that. They also said they're going to focus on getting more developers and new developers for newer projects. Mind you, again, this is Activision Blizzard. This isn't just Blizzard. This is Activision Blizzard. So the stuff they're focusing on is a fucking Diablo mobile game, a Call of Duty mobile game. Fucking Candy Crush was on the list of things that they were focusing on. So, well, like,
I mean, they're missing, they know they're missing out on a large group of people in the Asian community.
Yeah, that's, yeah,
just like, the Japanese market. Tapping this. Yeah. So let's tap this shit.
Wanna tap it.
We'll tap that shit. And, I think they announced 2019 or even 2020, like, no new titles are coming out.
2019, no new titles.
Yeah, all of 2019, no new titles are coming out. So,
their calendar says, get fucked.
Yeah, get fucked. Get fucked. Yeah.
The best comment was like, what, you don't have a phone to apply to your new job?
Yeah.
I was like, oh God, that hurts.
Yeah. Either way, this is really shitty for the employees, but I understand it
from
a business standpoint. I do understand it, and I'm not going to shit on Blizzard at all for this. I will shit on the CEO for Blizzard, because he is a shitty person to begin with.
And this was somewhat blindsided, but there was probably hints of
I'm sure there was hints. Yeah.
If it was like, what was the company that made Walking Dead and shit like that? But just like
Telltale.
Out of nowhere. That's your piece of shit.
This
just seems like a restructure.
And again, like if Blizzard's on your fucking resume, I'm sure you can find a job.
Find somewhere else.
Yep. So good luck to those people.
So I want to end this week's episode with a little bit of geek on, geek off. Kind of glad the snow delayed us a day. We were supposed to record yesterday, but this afternoon, Nintendo Direct happened.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, shit!
I have no idea what got announced.
I know one thing from the chat.
What's up now?
So, very first thing is, you're going to love this, Mario Maker 2.
Yep.
Yeah!
And it comes out in June.
Damn.
Fuck.
Like, that's how they started. I almost turned it off because I was like, you can't get any better than that.
you dropped the ball there.
In 4 months, you're going to get a new game that you didn't know was even coming out.
Yeah. So, like, they went through a lot of their stuff. The new Fire Emblem game was announced, which,
of course,
as if you're a Fire Emblem fan, I'm sure looks great. I don't give a shit. Dragon Quest 11 is there, like, the definitive edition.
Yeah, 11.
Looks really good. Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight's coming to the Switch?
Crickets.
It looks horrible.
Does it?
I was like, is this still a fucking alpha build? Because, like, my God, the frame rate was like 2. Yo, bad.
That makes
it
me sad because that game is so fucking good.
It looks real bad.
But also, they have server problems.
Exactly. So yeah, story. I mean, it looks bad on all consoles. Yeah. Assassin's Creed 3 remaster looked horrible. Terrible frame rate. I was like, why would you remaster this piece
of
shit?
You made the one that sold the worst.
Because they're probably trying to be like, it was on Wii U. It was the only one that was on Wii U. Yeah, yeah. Like, maybe we can give it a second. No, it looks just as bad.
Yeah.
They should have just released, what was the Odyssey? Or
4 was the next
was 4 Black
one.
Flag?
That was Black Flag.
Yeah.
And that was
yeah, that's when everyone loves is yeah. Black Flag. Yeah. But I mean, so. Odyssey, I heard, was pretty good.
Everyone loves Odyssey. But yeah. You couldn't run that on Switch.
Yeah, it's too new.
It's too intensive. Yeah, too
and
Roman.
Then after Black Flag was...
Too fast, too furious.
Too many
France
bats.
One that ran well on nothing.
Yeah, was that...
Did you say France?
Yeah.
Yeah.
French Revolution.
The French Revolution one. That
How was that
like,
called?
Oh, fuck. I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
But it was the glitchiest game in the world.
Yeah, everyone hated it.
Like
it almost killed the franchise.
Oh yeah,
that's why Odyssey exists.
Revelation.
No. It's why they didn't put out. They stopped putting out every year.
Yeah,
was because of that game.
Yeah. So there's a couple other things. There's a game that I really want to get called Block Boy, which is apparently a puzzle game that exists already. I've never heard of it,
but now they
updated it for Block Boy and Block Girl. So it's a 2-player co-op puzzle game where you have to work together to solve puzzles, and it's really adorable. You're just like a little square with legs. It looks really cool. I'm definitely going
to
pick that up.
Similar to Clipper Snips?
Similar to Snipper Clips.
Sure.
Clipper Snips. Kind of like, yeah, kind of like
Snipper
that.
Clips.
There was
two-player.
Yeah, Unity. That was it.
I like the story, but the fucking gameplay was useless.
There was a lot of other stuff that I didn't care about. You know, there's a lot of cool things. It's like the typical Nintendo is like, and this is out today.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's a demo now out for Yoshi's Crafted World, which looks really cool. Yoshi's Crafted World looks awesome. I'm definitely looking forward to that. I think that comes out in March.
I feel like a lot of those games are like Yoshi's Woolly World and shit like that.
So pretty much what happened was... Games. Yeah, you were getting sucked off with the Mario Maker.
You
blew your load, and then they were just like, just keep going.
Yep.
And it was just like, all right, that's enough.
Too sensitive. Too sensitive.
And
it's
then,
done.
Final Fantasy VII is coming out in April. Yep. And then Final Fantasy IX, available today.
Nine?
Fuck!
I want that one.
I want eight. I know.
I want eight and
but
ten.
I still do like nine. So that's available today. It's a lot
I don't
of fun.
Get it.
Was that the online one?
I don't fucking
know. That's 11. And 14.
Eight was the one with the gunblade.
It
was a revolver with a long blade.
Final Fantasy games. I just never.
You've seen the picture of.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I've seen them, but
it turned 20 years old like 4 days ago. Like.
The only thing I know about Final Fantasy is Cloud and Chocobos. That's it. And that giant fucking sword.
And that's
sword.
All from the seventh one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chocobos they also made a movie on it, too.
Yeah.
So.
Chocobos is every game. So Final Fantasy IX is out. I'm trying to think of like other good things that got announced. And then I was like, at the end, I was just like, there's nothing you can do to like cap
And then they
this
announced
off.
Waluigi's coming to... No.
No. They did announce that Joker from Persona is coming in April. First
Joker
Smash.
Here.
Version 3 of Smash different is coming.
Very different Joker.
And then at the end, you see a nice little wave, and you see Link floating by on a log, and they are remaking from the ground up Link's Awakening. That was the Game Boy game.
Oh damn.
Shit. Yeah.
How do you remake that one?
Just complete remake.
Better 16-bit graphics.
Yeah, no, it looks...
No, I'm sure.
It looks like Link Between Worlds, if you played that on 3DS. It looks a lot like that, but Link looks like an adorable little, like, chibi guy. Dude. And, like, immediately I was just like, I fucking need this game. It looks so good. And, like, that was just, like... I almost turned it off, and I'm glad that I didn't, because, like, at the end, like, just the beginning and the end, the two bread pieces of the sandwich.
I can't go anymore. No, I can't go anymore. I gotta turn it off.
So great. The middle, whatever. The middle meat was fine, I guess. I wasn't really paying attention. Yeah, you got the two sandwich breads and then the middle meat. I wasn't paying attention to half the time because I was fucking, like, dying over Mario Maker because, like...
She's been working that middle meat for too long.
I was hoping for a Mario Maker port. If they ported Mario Maker over.
You've probably seen that guy before somewhere.
If they ported that over, I would have been like, hell yeah. And the fact that they're making a new one, a fucking sequel already with all new stuff. Like, you know, you get the cat suit from Mario 3D World and, like, all this crazy shit. I'm just like, thank you.
I'm excited.
Fucking thank you. Like, oh, man. It made me remember how great Mario Maker was. Like, it seems like such a strange title. To really be that good, but shit, we had so much
people
exactly
came up with too.
Yeah, we had so much fun.
I
watch that video every once in a while and just laugh. And like some of the shit that we tortured each other
and
my
some
god,
of the levels people came up with where you like literally move one square and it like does the rest for you.
Yep. Yeah. All those auto levels.
How did you think?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I love that. There's that big difference between like trying to make the most impossible level that's still like possible. And like, how can I automate Mario to get to the end?
Yeah, there's two types of people in this world.
Yeah, how could I not play this video game in the most like fucking
still
that,
get to the end.
Is that Rube Goldberg? It's like all those MIT kids were like, how can I make a huge fucking level and hit one button?
Yeah, I could never do that. I'm terrible at those.
Or that's ridiculous. Be a trolling asshole.
Or be a trolling asshole.
Impossible.
Yep. But yeah, I just like when I saw it, I was just like, oh my god, yes, like that. This needs to be in
You're
my
like,
life.
Bleh.
And the fact that it comes out like. Most games, we're so used to games now just being like, yep, sometime in 2019. It's like, well,
we all hope it's going to be Fallout 4, where it's just like, oh, it comes out this year in a few months.
And that's exactly what it was. And I was just like, yes, like this summer, there was several games where I was like, I want that. I want that. I want that. And they're all like summer games, pretty much. Yeah. I think Link's Awakening just said 2019. Don't think it had any date, but like
might be for the Christmas.
It probably is. It's not going to be the big game because it is a remake and it is a remake of a Game Boy game. Yeah. So it doesn't like have like the graphics and everything. But
you don't have the graphics, man.
That's right. There was another game called I don't remember. I'm not even going to talk about it because it looked cool, but I can't even remember either of the two words. One of them started with an A and the other one started with a C or something.
Assassin's
Creed. So I'm not even going to ruin trying to figure out what it was, but it looked really cool.
Anal Crummage.
That might have been it.
Arrow Blade Chronicles.
But it's
Arrow Blade is one word.
I think that a lot of people ABC. Up to this point were like 2019 is going to be a bad year for the Switch.
Guess what, suckers?
Well, yeah, not because they have any brain or anything. They're all fucking stupid, but it's because we don't know everything that's coming out yet.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bad year. And now we just got a pretty good timeline of what the next kind of next two quarters look like, basically what spring and summer are going to look like.
And who the fuck knows with Nintendo?
And it looks real good.
Right now, with the winter, is like filled completely with games.
Yeah, I mean, the Pokemon games coming out and
the way that
non-Nintendo games are just like filled to the brim.
Yeah.
The way that games are now is you have to have two big games a month or you're a complete failure. It's so obnoxious. Yeah. Like we're sitting here and it is the middle of February. It has been just over 2 months since Smash Bros. Came out and people are already being like, what's Nintendo even doing?
Yeah, I know.
Fucking Smash Bros. Just came out and it's incredible. Like I think calm down
because they came out with multiple games that were just fantastic.
But then like I also feel like Smash Bros came out in December and here we are talking about like you know, like Apex and fucking Anthem.
Yep.
And it's just like, I feel like it's just like, even in January and February, which I feel like are slow months, it's just been like nonstop.
And yeah. March is like,
and
fucking
that's the funny thing.
And that's like, what I feel about the video game world right now. It's just like every fucking month is
once,
just more
like,
and more.
Last August hit, I was like, I'm fucked this winter because it was Red Dead and it was Darksiders and it was Pokemon and it was Smash and then it was Resident Evil and then it was Kingdom Hearts 3, which I still haven't even talked about because I haven't gotten enough into it.
Yeah.
And then it was Anthem, like those seven games all within 4 months. And then we got the surprise of Apex dropped on us and it's just like,
fuck.
There's so many games that I can't play them all.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
So
I'm it's
excited to play some games.
Yep. Hell yeah, and it's looking like a good year for Nintendo again.
Mm-hmm.
So that is all for us this week. Don't forget to check us out on genfailcast.com, where you can find all of our social media and blog posts. Like and subscribe to us on Twitch and YouTube. And please support and share our podcast and YouTube channel so we can continue to bring you content just like this. And check out radiohaver.com to hear us and a ton of new and upcoming podcasts and musical artists. Everybody say bye.
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 Oh, oh, oh.